Okay, good morning. Let's, Be'ezus Hashem v'li'neder, let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas of Moria Rav David Subin Rav Yosef. Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Ches. We are at the very bottom of Kuf Yud Zayin Amabez, Tana Rabban, Ketzad, Nafla, Deleika. Three lines in the bottom. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, Kamas Udos Chayav Adon Lechem B'Shabbos. How many meals is a person obligated to have on Shabbos? Shalosh. Rabbi Chidka Omer Arba. Rabbi Chidka says a person must have four meals on Shabbos. Now, in terms of these three meals that you're obligated to have on Shabbos, generally speaking, the Mefarshim understand that one is supposed to be at night, one in the morning, and one in the afternoon. If you did not eat one meal at night, so the Rush writes, you're supposed to eat all three meals during the day. Tosa says this way in Psachim as well, and the Ramah quotes this in Shulchan Aruch. There's a machlokas where he's shown him, what about if you do two meals in the morning? Does that count as Shalashudas? Tosvas, on the next Amud, Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Tosas over here, Dibur Maschil B'mincha, the top Tosas. Mikan Mashma, take a look at the top Tosas over there. Mikan Mashma, does Manachilas Shlishis B'Shabbas He Mena Mincha Ulamala? So Tosa says the Gemara is going to imply B'mincha, you have to have Shalashudas has to be in the afternoon. You can't, let's say, some people have this shtick, they go to a Kiddush, they'll count the Kiddush as the second meal, then they'll eat lunch before Chatzos to count that as the third meal. So Tosa says that doesn't work. But then he says others assume differently. So according to that, if you say that every meal has to be in its proper time, so then if you didn't eat at night, you can't just do three during the day. You can't pull that shtick. So there seems to be a contradiction in the Rush about this, because as far as Friday night Suda, the Rush writes in Psachim that if you did not do it at night, you're supposed to do it the next day. And yet as far as the third Shabbos meal, the Rush says that that's got to be in the afternoon. So make up your mind. So the Achronim are bothered by this Kash and the Rush. So maybe a possible answer is, that's why the Rashba and the Ran quote in the name of the Baal Halachos that they disagree, that these meals do not have to be specifically at night, in the morning, in the afternoon, but you could do whatever, however you want. You got to do three meals on Shabbos. They disagree with the Rush. Then there's another discussion about whether you have to have bread at every meal. The Ramban quotes that there's a machlokas of Rishonim. Can you be yotze, let's say, the Suda with meat or with fruit? So Tosas and Yuma writes that fruit does not count, but maybe meat does count. As far as eating the 14 meals in Sukkot, we found such a distinction. However, others say that when it comes to Shabbos, since it's learned out from the Mun, we'll see in a minute, it's learned out from Hayom, 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 and says by the Mun three times, maybe every meal has to be bread. Some, the Miri quotes that some are lenient that Shalashudas, the third meal could be other things like fish or fruit. Maybe you don't eat bread by the third meal. That's Tosim Sachim. But others say, no, it's got to be bread, all three meals. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the various opinions here and says the Shulchan Aruch paskins really all three meals are supposed to be bread, but the Mishnah Berurah writes, everyone agrees that it's best to have bread by Shalashudas, but if you're really overstuffed and you can't ram bread down your throat by Shalashudas, so then it's okay to have something that's not bread, maybe cake or fish or something like that, or even fruit, according to one opinion. Quoted in the poskim. The other issue that I just want to highlight is: are women obligated in Shalashudas? So there's a famous Ran and Rabbeinu Tam over here that Ran quotes Rabbeinu Tam that women are chayiv in Shalashudas because they were also included in the miracle of the man. One of them says kol sheyeshna b'shama yeshna b'zachar, that just like women obligated in Kiddush, they're also obligated in the dues of Shabbos, not a mitzvah seishas man grama, even though it is a mitzvah seishas man grama, the Shabbos meals, but just like the chayiv and the don'ts of Shabbos, they're chayiv in Kiddush, they're also chayiv in the do's of Shabbos, the three Shabbos meals. And the other one says that af hein hayu ba'osane, since they were included in the miracle of the man, so they're obligated. So you could argue on both of these reasons, right? Maybe that only applies to Kiddush, and maybe af hein hayu ba'osane only applies to mitzvahs that are pesumei nisa. So that's why. But everyone seems to say that women really are obligated in shal shittos. A lot of women don't know this. Women are not careful to eat shal shittos. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yochan. Ushnei mikra echadarshu. Both Tanakama and Rabbi Chidko learned the three or four Shabbos meals out from the same pasuk. Vayomer Moshe echlu hayom ki Shabbos hayom laHashem hayom lo simtu basada. It says hayom three times. Rabbi Chidko savar hani tlasa hayom levar miyuta. Rabbi Chidka says these three hayom meals were hayom meals during the day aside from the night. Rabbanan savi bahadi dota. The Rabbanan say no, the three hayom meals means the three parts of the day, including the night. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, nafla d'leika b'leili Shabbos. If a fire breaks out on Friday night, matzil mazon shalosh through this mai lav d'lo achal. Sounds like he didn't eat yet. It's a proof that it's only three meals, says the Gemara. Lo de'achal, no, maybe even if you ate the first meal, Rabbi Chidka would explain that it means even if you already ate the first meal, you're still allowed to save three meals, because Rabbi Chidka holds you eat three meals on Shabbos day. Shachris, matzil mazon shtei sudos. If the fire broke out early morning, Shabbos morning, you're only allowed to save two meals worth. Ma'alav de'lo achal, sounds like he didn't eat anything yet, so it's against a proof against Rabbi Chidka. Because you should be able to save three, Kontra Bichidka. So Gemara, lo, da'acha, what time were you already ate your meal, Kontra Bichidka. So you're still allowed to save two more meals, because Kontra Bichidka, you got two more meals left. Same story again. B'mincha, matzil mazon sudacha. So if the fire happens before Shal Shudis, so you're only allowed to save one meal, so it's a proof against Rabbi Chidka. My love, de lo, acha. So Gemara says, lo, da'acha, Rabbi Chidka will say that's somewhere where you already ate. So that's why you already ate three meals. You already ate Shal Shudis, that's why you're still allowed to save for your fourth meal. Says no, you have no raya against Rabbi Chidka. Asks the Gemara, come on, that's not what the Mishnah says. V'hami diktani seifa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, la'ola matzil mazon shalosh sudos. V'hami diktani seifa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, la'ola matzil mazon shalosh sudos. From the fact that it states in the seifa, Rabbi Yossi Omer, la'ola matzil mazon shalosh sudos. You're always allowed to save three meals worth. Mechlad the Tanakama shelosh tvir lei. Ella Machvar says, yeah, the Mishnah sounds clearly like you only have chayv three meals. Ella Machvar to Mastiz and Delok Rabbi Chidka. Yeah, the Mishnah is against Rabbi Chidka. We don't follow Rabbi Chidka. We don't say you need four meals. We say you only have to eat three meals on Shabbos. Asks the Gemara. V'hadus nan mishi yishlo mazon shtei seudos. Lo yitol menatam choy. Someone who has food for two meals is not allowed to take from the poverty plate, right? From the stock of charity, mazon arbasre. If you have 14 meals, lo yitomen akupa. Then you don't take from the larger charity, the weekly charity plate. So why only 14? If you have to have shal shittos on Shabbos, it should be 15 meals during the week. Money, who's this going like? Lo rabban v'lo rabbi chidka. It's going like neither of them. I rabban chamsre havyon. I rabbi chidka shishre havyon. According to Chacham, you need 15 meals because there's three on Shabbos. According to Rabbi Chidka, you need 16. Is the Gemara la'olam rabbanon? Really, it's rabbanon. Damrinan lei my debais leicha ba'fugi Shabbos achlei b'Shabbos. The meal that you were supposed to have on Saturday night, you should have Saturday afternoon and have it as your shalosh shittos. So you really only need 14. Leimer rabbanim v'lo Rabbi Chidka. Gemara says you can even answer according to Rabbi Chidka. Feel him Rabbi Chidka. Damrinan lei my debais leicha b'malei Shabbos achlei b'Shabbos. This is the meal that you're supposed to have Friday morning. Have Friday night, so you end up with four. Says the Gemara, what, you're supposed to fast the whole Friday? V'chulo yom and the Shabbos v'tani. He's the most fina la. You fast the whole Friday. Ella, says the Gemara, Hamani, who's the author of this Mishnah in Peah? Rabbi Akiva, he, Damar, Asei Shabbat chachol v'al testarech lebrios. Wow. Better not to have three meals on Shabbos and don't take money from the tzedakah. So you shouldn't use tzedakah money to have your third Shabbos meal. That's the pshat. Okay. Says more. V'hadis nan ein pokusin la'ani. Ha'ovem mimakom lamakom. Mi kikar l'bipunjan. Me'ar basan b'sela. That if you have a poor person who's on the way, you got to give him a loaf of bread that costs a punyon when forsa costs a sela. but lon. But if he sleeps by you, nostan lo parnasas lina, you give him stuff to sleep with. We'll see what that means in a second. A pillow and a mattress. Vim shavas, if he's by you for Shabbos, nostan lo mazon shalosudos. Says in the Mishnah over there in Peah, you got to give the guy three meals. Come on, lema rabbanan hivelo rabbi chidka. Sounds like rabbanan three meals, not four. Lola rabbi chidka, go and take a suda by a day. He has one suda with him. Damrinan lei, hadika badach ichle. We say to the ani, you have one meal, so one meal you'll eat, and we'll provide you with the other three. Ask the gemara v'chiyazal b'reganazal, but when you send them out, you send them with no food. So the gemara, you know. No, give him another meal. He could have another meal for the road. Give him one meal for the road. Don't send him out with no money at all. You're sending a poor person that has no food. So you got to not only give him the three meals of Shabbos, send him out with one meal for the road. Says the Gemara, my parnasa selina, when Ani sleeps over by you, what do you mean you give him parnasa? What do you have to give him if he sleeps over? Amar Papa, what do we give him? Puria ube sadia. Give him a bed and a pillow. A straw bed and a pillow. What else do you need? Tana Rabbanan. A rabbi's done a brisa. Karos. She'achal behen. Arvis. Madichon lechol behen. Shachris. You're allowed to wash the dishes Friday night so that you should be able to use the dishes on Shabbos morning. It's not called the Tircha Yisera on Shabbos. Shachris. Madichon lechol behen. Mitzorayim. And the kalim from Shachris, you're allowed to do the dishes. And so that you'll have them for Shal Shudas. Madichon Batzorayim, Madichon Lechol Ben Mimincha. So the kalim that you use for Tzorayim, so then you can wash them so that you have them for the late afternoon, if you're going to want to eat a meal then. Min HaMincha Ve'elach Shuvein HaMadich. But you're not allowed to wash the dishes, let's say, from the end of the day, because that's preparing from Shabbos to Chol. Let's say you shal shudas dishes. You're not allowed to prepare. Aval kosos v'kisyonios v'tzluchios, but cups and small little plates, madiach v'olach kol yom kulu v'she'en kevel l'shasiyah. But stuff they use for drinking, you never know when you're going to want to take a drink. So that you're allowed to do all Shabbos. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, if you're sure that you're not going to drink anymore, you're not allowed to do to wash the cups either. Arim v'shim v'pazim v'shim v'levi mishum bar kapara. Kol ha-mekayim shalosh sudos b'Shabbos nitzol mishalosh peronios. Anyone who is careful to observe all three Shabbos meals, he makes sure to always have three Shabbos meals every Shabbos, he will be saved from three terrible punishments. Mechevlo shel Mashiach, the pain of Mashiach, midina shel Gehenim, from the punishment of the Rishayim in Gehenim, umimilchemes Gog u'Magog. He will be saved from the travails of Gog u'Magog. The Maharsha writes over here, why is a guy who keeps the three Shabbos meals saved from these three tzaros? Because these three tzaros are what are going to prepare us for the Yom HaShabbos V'HaMenucha LaTzadikim. Shabbos is what prepares us for Olam Haba. Me'ein Olam Haba Yom Shabbos Menucha. Shabbos Me'ein Olam Haba. So if a person puts his koiches into the Shabbos on this world, he's going to have an easier time preparing for the Shabbos of the next world. So says the Maharsha. And that's why if you're careful about Oneg Shabbos, you'll be with the Gimel Sudos, so you're going to have Menucha and Shalom also by the Yom Shekulo Shabbos. And the Bach writes, based on the Torah, that the three tefillos of Shabbos also are connected Shabbos Bereishis, right? Ata Kidashta, Yismach Moshe, and Ata Echad. Friday night is connected Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos morning is Matan Torah. And the third Shabbos is the Laos Lavo. And the three meals are connected these three also. So in the Zchus of the Kiyam of the Friday night meal that's connected Shabbos Bereishis, you're saved from Chevle Mashiach. Uv Zchus being Mekayim, the second Suda, which is connected to Shabbos of Matan Torah, you're going to be safe from Gehenim, because if you don't learn Torah, you're going to go to Gehenim. And in the Zchus of being Mekayim, the third Shabbos meal, which is connected to Shabbos of Lasid Lavo, that's you'll be safe from Gog u'Magog. So say the Acharonim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Mechev lo shel Mashiach, ksiv hacha, yom, echlu hayom, uksiv hasam. By Mashiach it says, hine anochi shalachem es Eliyahu navi lufnei bo yom Hashem, hagol manor. Midina shel Gehenna, how do you know you get saved from that? Ksiv hacha, yom, uksiv hasam, yom evra hayom ahu. Pasuk in Tzvanya. So apparently that pasuk is referring to Gehenna. And the third one, mi mechemes gog umogog, ksiv hacha yom ksiv hasam, by the mechemes gog biyom bagog. Yom, says yom there also. Arav Yochum Shimon Yossi. Kol amanigas a Shabbos nosel nach libim tzarim. Anyone who gives proper oneg to the Shabbos, he gets a reward without boundaries. Namely, olam haba. Right? That's a reward without boundaries. So if you go through all, you don't spare any expense to be Ma'anik Shabbos, Hashem is not going to spare any expense in terms of your reward. It's going to be without boundaries. If you're without boundaries when you prepare for Shabbos, Hashem will be without boundaries when He rewards you. So says the Beis Yosef in the name of the Ma'ari Abuav. Those who have been to Tzvas, you may have seen the Abuav Shul. And the Marsha explains that Oneg Shabbos is a Dava Ruchni for the Neshama Yisera. Lizkos Bol Yom Shkula Shabbos. So too, the schar of that oneg is without boundary. So some say it's more talking about the spiritual delight of Shabbos, the neshama yisera. As the pasuk says, Shneamar, Oz tis anag al Hashem v'kafticha al b'masei aretz v'ha'achal ticha nachlas Yaakov avicha v'gomer. V'lo ka'avram shkazim bo kumas lech baretz la'orko l'rachba. Lo ki Yitzchak shekasibo ki luchat l'zarachat in his kol ha'atzos ha'kel ha'el that the Eliki Yaakov shekasibo faratz the yom of akim son of a negba. So that's Avram Yitzchak had more limited reward, but Yaakov had an unlimited reward without boundary. Rav Nachum Yitzchak Amar Nitzol mishibud golios. Anyone who is ma'aneges haShabbos, who properly celebrates Shabbos, he gets saved from shibud golios. Ksiv hacha. By the pasuk that says that if you properly are ma'aneg the Shabbos, you delight in the Shabbos, and I will have you ride on the high places of the earth. Uksiv hasam, pasuk in Devarim, v'ata al b'mosemo chidroch, that you will conquer your enemies. So you see, if a person rides high on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will save him from shibud galios. Anyone who properly honors the Shabbos and delights in the Shabbos, all of the desires of his heart, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him. If you engage in Oneg Shabbos, Hashem will give you all of your Mishalos Libo, everything you want in your heart. How is it appropriate to be ma'anig the Shabbos? Rav Yehuda b'Rei de Rav Shmuel bar Shilas Mishmei de Rav Omar b'tavshil shel terudin v'dagin gedolim, beets and fish. Gefilte fish with the chrein. There you go. The beets, the chrein have some beets in them. That's where you get the beets from. Tavshil shel terudin v'dagin gedolim v'rosh yishuin garlic. Rav Chia Barashi Omar Rav afil davar muat. Ulechvod Shabbos, so even if it's a small thing, but you did it for the honor of Shabbos, hareze oneg. That's oneg Shabbos. Mahi, what's a small thing, Rav Papa? Kasa daharsana. Small fried fish with flour on them. Amar Rabbi Chia bar Avraham Yochanan, kol ha-mishabbos Shabbos kilchoso. Anyone who's very medactic to not be mechal Shabbos, all the 39 malachas, there's so many little details of Shabbos. Anyone who's medakdek on Shabbos to not be mechal Shabbos, afilu oved avodah zarah k'dor enosh, even if he's an oved avodah zarah, mochlun lo, they forgive him. Shneamar ashrei enosh yas azos shomer Shabbos mechal lo, al tigrei mechal lo ela mochul lo. So even if a person shomer Shabbos is mochul lo, ashrei enosh, even if you're oved avodah zarah, if you keep Shabbos correctly, you're going to be zocha to mechila. Amar the Marav, Il Moli Shomu Yisrael Shabbos Rishona, Lo Shelda Ben Uma V'Lashon. Had Klai Yisrael been able to keep the first Shabbos that they were commanded in Shabbos. Had they been able to keep the first Shabbos, no nation would have ever been able to touch us. Shneamar, right? Vayhi bayom ha'shvi yotzim min ha'am lilkot. Unbelievable. So in Parshas Bishalach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells them about the laws about the man and about not to violate the Shabbos. And already on the first Shabbos, some people didn't listen. Uksiv Basrei, what is it right after that? Vayavo Amalek. Right after that it says Vayavo Amalek. So Amalek only has a potential to defeat the Jewish people if we don't keep Shabbos the right way. And since on the very first Shabbos, we were commanded not to go out and collect them on Shabbos, and some people went out and violated the Shabbos, what happened? Amalek came and attacked the Jewish people. If Klal Yisrael observes two Shabbosos appropriately, they would right away be redeemed. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says in Shayo, Koma Hashem Lasari Sim, Asher Yishmeros Shabbososai, in the plural, two Shabbosos, Uksiv Basrei, Vavi Osim Alar Kodshi, V'sim Achtim B'veis Tfilosi. So I think, why two Shabbosos? So some say because Shabbos prepares for the whole week. So if you have a good Shabbos that will really prepare you for the week, and then you observe a Shabbos, having prepared for the week with the Shabbos, so that's going to bring us Mashiach right away. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehi chelki me'ochli shalos tzudus b'Shabbos. May my chelek be with those who are meticulous about all three Shabbos meals. The Marsha writes over here that now we're going to have a whole list of things that Rabbi Yossi says, let my portion be with these people. Because these things, unfortunately, many of them, people do not take them so seriously. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi said, I wish, let my chelek be, because he was trying to encourage people to take them more seriously. That's one pshat. It's the Marsha. The Rif has a little differently. He says that even though these things, they might look a little bit like a sin, or maybe it's not l'chatchila, but Rabbi Yossi is saying, no, I think you should do it anyway. That, right, you might have thought that you should reserve four meals on Shabbos like Rabbi Chidka, so it's enough to have three. The Sfasemis writes that that a person was a poor person, and he won't have three sudos, so he davened sheichelkem ochle shalosh sudos. He was poor. Fine. So let's see what the Gemara is going to list all these things. Amar Yossi, hey chelki milch shalosh b'shabbos. Amar Yossi, yehei chelki mi gomrei halal b'chol yom. Let my chelik be with those people who complete halal every day. Says Gemara, what? You're supposed to say full halal every day? Inni, is this really so? V'harmar mar, korei halal b'chol yom, or is it mecharif v'magadif? If a person says halal every day, it's like you're cursing, rachmana litzlan, you're cursing and blaspheming. Why is that? Because Hallel was only supposed to be said for very specific times, for specific miracles, to publicize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the ability to change Teva. Like we had in the great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, and the great miracles of Sukkos. So someone who says it every single day, he's not going to publicize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's amazing miracles. And therefore, you're a kermichayr from a gadi. So claims the Marsha. Even though you could say it the other way around. The guy says, how is every day is a miracle. The Magen Avraham says, even if you say without a bracha, if you read Halal Derech Shira, not in its proper time, that is not permitted. The Magen Avraham says, you shouldn't just say Halal. But if you say Derech Tchina, just like people say Tehillim every day, that's okay. That's not Mechayr from Megadif. Because you're not saying it Derech Shira, you're saying it Derech Tchina, right? You could have a Shaila. The guy says Tehillim every day. What the Gemara says, Abahomer Halal, you're going to say Halal every day. If you say the old Tehillim, you're going to say it every day. Harizim Mechayr from Megadif. So you're allowed to say Tehillim every day. So the Magen Avraham says, yeah, that's not a problem. Because you're not saying it to like, as special praises. I once heard a beautiful pshat on the Pasuk, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem Nagila V'Nismecha Bach. So we think, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, we say in the Halal. Oh, it's a special day, we're thanking Hashem for the miracles. But no, Zeh Hayom Asa Hashem, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made today. He made a random Thursday. He made today. Nagila v'nismachabach. We should rejoice even the fact that the Kadosh Baruch Hu created a Thursday. So that would seem to be a little bit against it. Well, let's see what the Gemara says. So I'm Rabbi Yossi. I want to say halal every day. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? Saying halal every day is mechar v'gadif. Answered the Gemara. Ki karmina that the Rabbi Yossi said he wants to finish halal every day. Bipsuki de Zimra. So Bipsuki de Zimra. So Rashi has something. Rashi quotes, what does he mean, Pesukei Dezimra? Take a look at Rashi. One third of the way down the page. Shnei Mizmorim Shel Hilulim, Halu Es Hashem in Hashamayim, Halu Keil B'Kodsho. Halaluka number 3 and Halaluka number 5. So Rashi seems to say that Halaluka number 3 and Halaluka number 5, those are the most important Halalukas, which is why when you come late to shul, there is an order, and those are the first two Halalukas you would say, number 3 and number 5. That's the way he understands Rashi. Others quote that no, it means the Rif and the Rambam write, the Torah means from Ashrei straight through to all the five Halalukas. That's what it means. Ashrei till the Halalukas. Likutei Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi, Hevi Lefarsh, Mizmorim Elu Chashuv Mishum Sheyesh Bem Hilul. Right. Why is number 3 and number 5? They have all this hallelujah. Each one has 10 hallelujahs. That's why those two. Why does Rashi say Haluka number 3 and Haluka number 5? So the Mefarshim explained that that's the one, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Each of them have the word hallelujah, hallelujah 10 times. So it's special praises. Amar Rabbi Yossi. So I want to be like one of those people who davens with the dimdume chama, which means that I daven Shmona Esrei right after Nates when the sun is still red, and I daven mincha all the way at the end of the day right before the sun sets. Mitzvah l'spal dimdume chama. Mikra, where you get the blessing, Yiraucha, I will show my yira of you im shemesh, right when the sun comes up, v'lefnei yareach, and right before the moon, dar darim. V'amar Yossi, yehi chelki mi meisei chol b'chol imayayim. When it comes time for me to die, I want to die from stomach problems. Why? Because it's so painful, so I'm going to have a lot of yisurim, and therefore when I get to Olam Haba, I know that I'm going to have already paid all my dues in this world. The Amar Ma, Ruben.
Did he die from that?
Ani lo zocher, could be ani lo zocher. I don't know. So maybe. So I like to be like one of those people dies from choli me'ayim. Damar ma Ruben shel tzadikim. Here you have it, Dr. Joe. Ruben shel tzadikim meisim choli me'ayim. Most tzadikim die with some kind of a stomach problem. Says the Gemara of Amar Yossi. I want my chelik to be with someone who dies on his way to do a mitzvah. What happened to shluchei mitzvah ena nizokim? So the Marsha writes that just means you're not going to be damaged because of the mitzvah itself, but while doing a mitzvah, it is possible to die. You just didn't die from the mitzvah. You just happened to die on the way to doing a mitzvah. It's not the way I always understood shluchim mitzvah and nizokim, but that's the way the Marshan says. Shluchim mitzvah and nizokim means you're never going to die because of the mitzvah itself. It might happen that coincidentally, on your way to do a mitzvah, something else might happen to you and you will die, but it won't happen because you went to do the mitzvah, you'll die. That'll never happen. That's what the Marshan says. Vam Rabbi Yossi, Yehi chelki mi machnisei Shabbos b'Tveria umi motzihei Shabbos b'Tzipori. I'd like to be among those people who accept Shabbos early, like they do in Tveria, and they leave Shabbos late, like they do in Tzipori. Because Tveria is on a mountain. So, I'm sorry, it's just the opposite. Tveria is surrounded by mountains, and therefore the mountains block out the sun, so people think it's dark before it's really dark, so they accept Shabbos early. Tzipori is the opposite. It's up on a mountain, So it's very light, even after Shkia, it's still light. So they extend Shabbos late. That's the way some explain. Some say Mamish means he would go from Tveria to Tzipori, it was walkable. Vam Rabbi Yossi, Yechalki mimoshive beis hamedrish. V'lo mimamide beis hamedrish. I should be from the people who get people to come into yeshiva in the morning, and not people who kick him out after yeshiva is over. Vam Rabbi Yossi, or to wake up the people for davening in the morning, not the people who kick people out of davening. Vam Rabbi Yossi, Yechalki migabait staka, v'lo mimichalkeit staka. I should be from the people who collect staka, not the people who give it out. Because the people give it out, they got to be mean, nasty guys to determine whether people really deserve it or not. But if you collect, so you're a good guy. Vam Rabbi Yossi, Yehi chalki mimi shechoshnin oso ve'ein bo. Oh, wow. Rabbi Yossi says, I would love to be from those people who people suspect them of doing averas, but they really don't do averas. I want to be one of those people who get suspected of doing averas, but they're choshid b'ksherim. Amr of Papa l'didi chashdan v'lo havibi. Rav Papa said, yeah, I'm a guy like that. They're choshid me from doing every kol davar aser, and really I haven't done anything wrong. The Ritva writes that someone who they suspect him of doing an aver and he really didn't do it, he's zeiche to a big kapara over the fact that they thought he was a balaver and really he wasn't. There's some maramakam that says that anyone who accuses somebody else falsely of doing something wrong, the person who's accused gets all the mitzvahs of the guy who accused him. And somebody, I think the Chafetz Chaim writes like that in one place, if I'm not mistaken. That if you accuse somebody of an avera and they didn't do it, that person who you accuse gets all of your mitzvahs. He gets all of your mitzvahs.
Rebbe, what about me? Yisim Nikiyam,
Yashamah. Oh, good kasha. Good kasha, right? So you're not supposed to lead people on, right? So that's true. You're not supposed to do this. You're not supposed to do things in a suspicious fashion. Correct. Agreed. But someone who's just making up rumors about you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. Guy's making up bad things about you. So that's a big kapara for you. Correct. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Chomesh bi'ilos ba'alti v'natati chamisha arozim b'Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi said, I had marital relations 5 times. I gave birth to 5 children. And with these 5 children, I planted cedars in Israel. Who were the cedars that he planted? Uman Inun, Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lozer bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chalafta bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Avtilos bar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Menachem bar Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gemara, the Ark of Vardimus. What about his 6th kid, Vardimus? Nah, Hainu Vardimus, Hainu Menachem. That's Vardimus is Menachem. My Carly Vardimus, why they call him Vardimus? Shepanov Doimin Levered. His face was like a rose, so beautiful. Lameimra de Rabbi Yossi, mitzvahs ona lo kiyem. What do you mean? He only had relations with his wife 5 times. He wasn't mekayim the mitzvah of ona, which there's a mitzvah to have relations with your wife, even if it's not going to lead to having children. So there's a separate mitzvah to have ona. Anthony Mano, Elaema, what he meant to say is, Chamesh bi'ilos ba'alti v'shanisi. 5 times I had marital relations, twice in a row, so that I would be able to have male children. Because there was a Gemara in Erevin looking forward in 5 weeks to Erevin, Daf Kufam and Beis. The Gemara in Erevin apparently writes that a person who wants to have male, healthy, strong male children should have relations twice. So it says in the Gemara in Erevin. Okay, we're going to continue. Amar Rabbi Yossi, says Rabbi Yossi, Miyamai lo karisi li ishti ishti ulishori shori. I would never refer to my wife as just my wife, and my ox as my ox. El ishti besi. I call my wife the whole house. My wife is the foundation and the roots of the whole house. Ulishori sadi. And I realize that my ox is the whole reason that my field can produce anything as well. I'm Rabbi Yossi. Miyamai lo nistakaldi b'mila shali. I never looked at my mila. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was called that because he never looked at his Mila. So why didn't they call Rabbi Yossi also Rabbi Yossi HaKadosh? And the Gemara, Rabbi Milsachriti Havibe. Shalhichnis Yado Tachas Avneto. Rabbi went even further. He would never put his hands in inside his pants. He would never put his pants. He was very Kadosh when it came to the Makama Erva. From Rabbi Yossi, Miyamel Oro Koros Beisi Imri Chaluki. My house never saw the inside of my garment. I would always be very tsanua when I would get dressed and undressed. I would slip my clothing on in a very tsanua fashion. From Rabbi Yosim, Yom Lo Vat El Dibri Chaverai. I never violated the words of my friends, meaning, whenever my friend asked me to do something, I always did it. Yodei Ani Batzvi She'eni Kohen. I know that I'm not a Kohen. Nim Omer Li Chaver Alei Lo Duchen. But even though I know I'm not a Kohen, my friend told me to go up in Duchen. Ani Ola. I would go up to the Duchen to listen to my friend. What? You're not a Kohen, you go up in Duchen? So hang on, we'll get to that in a minute. From Rabbi Yossi, Miyama Lo Amayt Dorech Zayti L'Achorai. I never spoke about somebody, and a guy would ask me, did I speak about you? I would never say, no, I didn't speak about you. Because I always told the truth about other people, and I was never embarrassed to tell them what I said. So Rabbi Yossi held, if whatever you say about somebody else is the truth, it's not Lashon Hara. Now, there's a lot to talk about here in the last 2 minutes of the daf. First of all, there's Duchen in business. So Taisus near Maschil, Ilu. Ilu hayir omeli chaver aleilu Duchen. My friend would tell me, Tosus asks, wait a second. If we're assuming that he went up to the Duchen but didn't actually Duchen. Because a non-Kohen is not allowed to Duchen. So my friend said, go up to the Duchen. So my friend told me to do it, I'm going to do it. So Tosus asks, what's the Isser in just going up and standing there? The Rabbi Yossi had to stress that he would listen to his friend. Now, what are you going to tell me that really he did Duchen and it's a bracha of Atala? Like, what's the issue to say Yivarech Hashem Yishvarecha? That only Kohanim are allowed to bless the Jewish people? No, Bavadei Lohaya Kavanoso, that he was going to make the bracha. So Tosus doesn't have an answer. Look at the Tosus. Lo yodari ma iser yesh bizar ha'olo duchen im lo mishim bracha levatala shel Kohanim omrim Amra Torah Levarech Es Yisrael. So maybe it's a bracha levatala. So that's the problem. It'll be a bracha levatala. V'hiksha darkei Moshe. So the darkei Moshe asks against this. The Gemara says in Ksubas, there's an iser asay for a zar to duchen. So what's Tosus talking about? What do you mean bracha levatala? Forget bracha levatala. There's an iser asay for a zar to duchen. The Marsha writes, Tosus understood that Rabbi Yossi would not go up and actually say the brachas. He would just go up there. And therefore they ask, what's the issue to go up there? Now the Bach writes, Bevade lo haisa kavanas Rabbi Yossi lalas l'duchen. No! He would never do that. There's an iser. Tosus Arash writes, no, he wouldn't go. He's just exaggerating. He never would actually really go up to the duchen. He just meant, I'm listening to my friend, anything you tell me to do. Even if you tell me to go up in duchen, I'd go up in duchen. But not that he actually would really do it. So says the Tosus Arash. Even if he would ask me to go jump off the George Washington Bridge, I'd listen to him also if he told me to go jump off the bridge. The Taz writes, the Rabbi Yossi's intention is that even though he knew he wasn't a Kohen, but if his friend would tell him that he is a Kohen, he would be mevatel his das and listen to his friend that maybe he really is a Kohen, he'd go up and duchen. So says the Taz. The Torah Tamima writes, Rabbeinu Yerucham had a little, Yodena Meshe'ini Kedai. It's not talking about duchen. It means to go up and give a drasha. If my friend told me to go speak to give a drasha, I would go give a drasha. He had a different girsa. Not she'eni kohen, but eini kedai. So says the Torah Tamima. It's not referring to Nesias Kapayim. Okay. A lot of different opinions. And now this last thing is, just because it's true, it's not Lashon Hara. What are you talking about? The Gemara in Erechin says, Rabbi Yossi holds something that appears to be Lashon Hara. If you wouldn't be afraid to say it in front of the guy, it's not Lashon Hara. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. If I wouldn't be afraid to say it in front of him, it's not Lashon Hara. I could say it even not in front of him. Others say right. Chavetz Chaim writes that no, Rabbi Yossi would not permit, and Chavetz Chaim in Hilchos Lashon Hara writes, no, Rabbi Yossi would not permit to say actual Lashon Hara, even in a case that he would say in front of the guy who he was talking about. But it means a story that could have two implications. You could explain it in a negative way, and you could explain it in a non-negative way. It depends how you tell it over. So in such a case, he would say it over in a way that you imagine the guy standing in front of you to make sure that you'd say it over in a positive way. So that's not Lashon Hara. That's the way the Chavetz Chaim understands. All right, I'll just mamish one more line here. Amar Rav Nachman, Tasi li dekaimus shalosh shudas b'shabbos. I deserve a lot of reward because I observed shalosh shudas. Amar Rav Nachman, Tasi li dekaimus iyun tefila. I daven with kavan, I'm going to get a lot of reward. Rav Huna Rei Rav Yeshua, Tasi li delo sagina arba amas begili arosh. That's a whole other story. I deserve reward because I never walked 4 amos without a yarmulke. Really? Are you obligated to wear a yarmulke? One more line. Amar Rav Sheshes, Tasely, the Kamis Mitzvah's Tefillin. I should get reward because I never would walk 4 amos without Tefillin. Amar Rav Nachman, Tasely, the Kamis Mitzvah's Tzitzis. I never went 4 amos without Tzitzis. Okay, we'll stop there, but hold on one second. I want to talk about Yarmulke. The Marshal and the Grub prove from this Gemara, like the words of the Kolbo quoted by the Darki Moshe, that wearing a Yarmulke, Meikar Adin, is only a Midas Chasidus. So it's also Mashik Nemar Kedushin Dav Ches and Rashi. That's what he says. I deserve reward that I never wore a yarmulke, that I always wore a yarmulke. That sounds like a regular person doesn't have to wear a yarmulke. According to this, it's Mashma that Midas Chasidus, a person should not walk with 4 amos without a yarmulke. But less than that, even it's not even a Midas Chasidus. That's against the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram writes that it's a Midas Chasidus even not to go less than 4 amos. And it sounds like from the Magen Avraham holds that 4 amos Begilei Rosh is not just a Midas Chasidus, it's Me'ikar Adin. And the Magen Avraham and the Taz both write, Bizman Hazeh, there's an Isser Me'ikar Adin from the Pasuk of B'chukoseim Lo Se Lechu, because this is the Minig of the Goyim. And finally, the Mashal also writes that the whole Isser of going 4 amos, Huadinim Rochev, it's also applying to riding. Or you're in a wagon. Rochev is kemahalachdom. Okay. Gentlemen, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Now, next week, I'm going to be away starting on Tuesday, but I have to figure out how we're going to do the daf. I don't know if it's going to be live, or I don't know, maybe I'll just record it beforehand, or maybe where I'm going, I'll be able to do it over the internet live. We'll see. I'm not sure yet, but that's Tuesday. From Tuesday to Tuesday. Now I'm going to be gone for a week. We'll figure out what the schedule is like, Bez Hashem. Okay? Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Have a great day, Rebbe.